News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I have a double act in the Executive Chair this week. It gives me great pleasure to welcome to the Executive Chair Peter Flanagan and Damien Cairns. They're the co-owners of that wonderful furniture store, Flanagan Cairns. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, it's not often we get a double act in the Executive Chair, so we might start with you, Peter. Background, you're a Buncrana man, steeped in Donegal, family business. Tell us a little bit about your early years.
Well, born in Buncrana, 1962, into a furniture background. Father was in business. My brother was passionate about furniture restoration and design, and knew nothing else except furniture from when I could walk. So straight from A-levels into Dublin to develop the Dublin Furniture Shop, and bumped into Damien here, thanks be to God. And Damien and I have shared...
Not sure about that.
a couple of decades in the furniture, honing our craft in Mount Marion, building up clientele, and it was just been a great fun journey with antiques and new furniture over the years. That's all we know.
Fantastic. And Damien, am I right in saying you're a Glenageary man?
I'm a local man, yes.
Yeah, and you would have found yourself working in Flanagan's in Mount Marion, and that's where your journey began.
That's where my journey began, yeah. Born and reared in St. Michael's down at Dunleary in 1966, so a good bit younger than this man. And left school after the leaving and just went straight into the workplace. That's what I was doing. And found Flanagan's in 1985. Started as a helper on the truck and worked my way up.
Good man.
That's where I went straight.
We'll come back to the current business in a minute. But am I right in saying that you did a spell in London, Damien, and you also worked as a driving instructor over there, isn't that right?
I took on a course of driving instructor for 5 years. I can tell you a few stories about that. I had experience in the driving instructor thing. A big feather in my cap with that story was I taught an Afghan guy how to speak or how to drive. He had no English, and my Afghani was not great. So it also goes to show you how visuals work.
That skill set works very well in our workplace too.
His only driving experience was a tank in the Afghan war. So I got him driving. I got him going. So that was a big
well,
big
fair play to you. And Peter, in terms of, you worked on building sites in London in the late 70s, early 80s?
Yeah, early 80s. It was 1980 itself. It was a London Wall Road. And chasing walls with a Kango hammer for first fix electrics, you know, renovating old buildings. It was just, you know, getting the wheelbarrow up the ramp and down the chute into the skip, you know, full of what was chased off the walls. But I remember having a second job in Fleet Street. I used to say this was great fun. You know, I've worked in Fleet Street, you know, before I ever worked in Dublin, you know. I was making sandwiches after hours and I was so tired I kept burning the fingers off myself sealing the sandwiches.
So a catering side hustle, yeah?
Exactly.
Peter, when you look at family businesses, and yours would be, I suppose, the quintessential, your own background with your brother, your father, the responsibility of keeping the show on the road, did that lay heavily on your shoulders, or did you ever think about that in terms of, because it's interesting that, you know, you're still a family business, but, you know, Damien is now your partner. But
yes,
that evolution from your own family, where you would have been, I suppose, generations of your family working together.
Yes, we were the second generation, I suppose. And it when a business dies, as it were, it's like an organism, and you know, it's like an ecosystem, I should say. And, you know, the people that depend on that, the suppliers, the stakeholders of the team that work in it, the customers, it's like a bereavement when a business goes.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to get over the shock of it.
Yeah. You know? And when you're looking at the evolution of business as you have, you know, and I know you bought a Fruit of the Loom factory, which would have been a big investment, and you were really sincere around creating new furniture, bespoke furniture, and you put your heart and your soul into that.
It was really, really difficult. When a business is suffering and it's in decline and you're trying to keep it going, the manufacturing side was becoming increasingly difficult. I have huge admiration for any of your listeners that are in manufacturing and able to keep the show on the road and with export and scaling that. It requires such discipline, management of costs, innovation. There's a huge amount to keep that to make that work, because it's not cheap to do business in Ireland.
Yeah.
It wasn't then, and it certainly isn't now. So I have huge admiration for anybody in that business that's able to do it. I think, and this is talking from ourselves, I think a service industry or retailing is somewhat easier. But I suppose it's what it's another business that I've great admiration for.
And Damien, in terms of your own partnership with Peter,
yes,
that evolved, I suppose, out of the recession. The business had been going through hard times, and Peter decided, he approached you and said, let's do a retail business together.
This was in
2011.
2011 changed for me. I was working with or for Peter for many years. I'd worked up through to sales and looking after two or three of the shops. And as he says, you know, the recession hit in 2007 to 2008, and you know, it took a toll over a period of years. It's difficult. I'd seen another business go in London when I was there, and it's not something I would wish on anybody. But it came about, and Peter, as I say, came up with an idea that the two of us might want to do business in 2011, and we started again and opened the doors in 2012.
Well, what's it like? And in terms of, and we call it getting back on the horse, Peter. If you've been through the wars, you've been through the mill, to get the energy to go again, as you did with Damien, is it because you've no other choice?
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. But also, you know, when you've got nothing, you've nothing to lose. Like we both were family people, had four children, Damien three, and you know, we had to figure out some way to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
Also, it's much more fun when a business is growing than when you're firefighting in decline. It's probably a different skill set, but it's much easier to grow from start. And one gets a lot of goodwill from friends and family and
sure.
contacts.
Sure. We had no choice, really. I mean, like, we had to do something, didn't we? I mean, like, you have to think of the time that it was, like 2011, 2012. I mean, it was
dark.
Blood on the streets. It was dark, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like, people say, God, weren't you great to start a business in a recession? But, I mean, like, when you have to do something, you have to do something. So we just got stuck in and got just the two of us. I mean, like, there was myself and Peter and one other guy, and we just Philip Cavendish, on sales. And we were doing the deliveries at night and selling during the day. It was fun, but it was hard.
And we did it. Did you? Were you both re-energized then? Once you saw maybe that you had a new business.
Like, we're grafters. We enjoy people. We're friends. You know, it doesn't. Most of the time, it doesn't feel like work at all. You know.
Yeah.
I remember when we got our first second-hand van in Flanagan Gardens, and late one night, it was about 11 o'clock at night, we're delivering two wardrobes, two chest of drawers, and assembling two beds up in these cottages that the van wouldn't fit up like. It wasn't a big van.
Yeah.
And it was a cobblestone. It was like a 45 degrees in the summer, and the sweat is pumping off us, you know, and we've got this trolley, and we're taking a wardrobe up on its side, and we're putting it together in an attic bedroom at the top of a hill in Dalkey.
Are you having fun yet?
the sweat's pumping off Damien, and Damien turns to me and says, "This time next year we'll be millionaires." It was good crack.
So who
not
does,
quite there yet. Not
there. We're getting there.
Another thing I wanted to ask you about was the value of partnerships. And again, in any business I've always been in, I've had partners. I find, you know, if you have the right partner, it really makes things so much easier. It's a burden shared. Different people do different things.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, tell us about your own experience of your partnership.
Well, we've different strengths and weaknesses. You know, Damien is a lot better at detail than I would be. So he's always pulling me up. He said, "Did you get that done? Is that done? Is that done? We need to pay this, that, and the other." I said, Yeah, I'll get to it." So he'd be on my back making sure that the job is getting done. And I'm sort of always looking over the next hill, so to speak.
Yeah. You know?
Around the same time as the business, I got involved in Timony Leadership. And indeed, you should have them on the program sometime, which is scaled learning and bringing in expertise from Harvard and all of this type of thing. And it was great to you know, we have to grow ourselves as we grow a business. So it was a great help to me on that journey to do an advanced leadership program with Timothy, and it's continuous learning there. There's case studies, and you're challenged all the time with different ideas and new ideas. So that's where my space is. But we're both people.
Yeah.
So that's a huge help in our business. Yeah. You know? We care about the team, and we go the extra mile for the team. And that's not talk. I mean, we've had to put that into action, you know.
Yeah, and the business model as we look at it today, you've got the showroom, but you've also got concessions on the site.
That's right.
With the cafe.
Cafe's a great.
Yeah, with the beds upstairs.
The Red Bird Cafe.
Yeah.
Award-winning coffee shop. And it's again, that's grown with us. I mean, like Katrina, who owns that, started with herself and one other. And if you see it there now, I think there's 10 employed, and it's all local, you know, in there baking in the morning first.
And is that about recognizing that there are other people that might be better than you guys at doing
for sure.
Particular thing and letting them away with it?
Well, you wouldn't want me baking.
and if I had to go in there and try to make a sandwich under pressure, I'll tell you good luck to the customer is all I'd say.
can I ask you both about, and we're running a little short of time, but the business landscape at the moment, you know, as a furniture retailer.
Sure.
How are things? What's the market looking like?
The market's certainly tightening up. You know, there's a cost of living
squeeze.
Right there. Yeah. Squeeze. Now, it's two stories as usual. There's some people that are not even feeling it at all. You know, and the older age group like myself, you know, where their mortgage, let's say, for those, or ours isn't, but for those whose mortgages are paid, it's a different story than those who are starting out. Also, in terms of employment, getting good people, keeping good people, you know, attrition is high.
Yeah.
So you know, we're lucky. We've very, very few turnover of team, unless they go on and decide they want to do a master's. And Damon and I look at it as a responsibility to get them to do their best. We've had two people encouraged to do masters, and they come back to us part-time afterwards because we want what's best for them.
Okay. Well, look, it's been a real pleasure to meet you both today, Peter Flanagan and Damien Cairns from Flanagan Cairns. And can I also say that as a radio, we appreciate all your work, your ads on radio. I know that's where you channel your marketing spend.
News so Talk has been a huge help.
As radio people, we're delighted to interview and support you.
Fantastic.
Because
so
you support us.
Small Irish businesses and small Irish manufacturers dealing locally.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having us on.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.